Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
Let's do this thing. Bee Gees, Night Fever. This one is from Kim. Kim hears, I got hair on my back. I can't hide it in Milwaukee. Now, what makes this Cruise Confused lyric are the actual lyrics. Not even close. The real lyrics, I got fire in my mind, got higher in my walkin'.
Doesn't even make sense.
No.
This is a fun one. Tanner sent this one in via text, 938-0963. Tanner, for Harlequin's Thinking of You, hears, I'll be thinking of you, and then high-pressured toilet sound. It is. Can you isolate just the sound?
Oh, you bet I can. Here it is.
And he specifically said, it sounds like one of those angry high-pressure toilets at Walmart.
Oh, that's so spot on, Tanner. So spot on.
It's great.
Those toilets scare me. Like when they had the sensor that flushes for you,
that's
and
scary.
You don't know the sensor's there, you're like,
Surprisingly, toilet sounds, I don't know, it's not part of the actual lyrics.
No.
But you know what? We're going to do it. And it's the actual lyrics. I'll be thinking of you, toilet sound. That's my favorite.
Just changing music history here on Cruise Mornings. The last one here, this one's from Glenna. Cheap Trick with Dream Police. She hears the Beat Police. If you're not cooking your beats properly, look out for the Beat Police. They're on to you.
Or little beats with badges on the street walking
around.
Oh, that's so
cute. With little legs. Stop in the name of the beats. The real lyrics, the Dream Police, the title. Picturing little police beats in like a watermelon vehicle or something like that.
So cute.
So cute. That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. Cue Stacy crumpling up her paper. Or not. That's cool. Yeah, there we go. It's almost like
there
you did that on purpose.
Is.
Wow. It is time for another edition of the Headline Hall of Fame. Are you ready, Stacy Cooper?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Red up boo ba da ba boo ba doo ba doo. Headline Hall of Fame. Man lights baseball field on fire with gasoline so it will dry faster.
Brilliant!
Just a heads up, if you light stuff on fire, it doesn't dry it out, it just burns it.
Well, it will dry it out, but it will also char the snot out of it.
It will dry it out for about 3 seconds, and you have that 3-second window to put out the fire, or else it will just all light on fire. This guy, now, credit to him, I guess, he did not burn the outfield. He just burned the infield. So the mud on the infield was a little wet, so he doused the whole infield in gasoline, lit a match, and thought that it would just magically turn the mud into normal dirt. Yeah.
Apparently not. It's like 50 grand to fix up the field, apparently.
Yeah. Now, where do you think this story took place, Stacy? Usually when you hear stories like this, you automatically assume, oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, this happened in Florida. And if it didn't happen in Florida, oh, it happened in Texas or Arkansas, somewhere there, hey? Connecticut. When I think of Connecticut, I think of, like, sweater vests and Chardonnay. Like, I think of, like, classy people.
Going to the beach house.
On their yachts and stuff. Ooh, yes. Do you want to go to the polo match, Chester? Yes, I do. Indubitably. Not people burning baseball fields with gasoline. Like,
this reminds me of my friend's dad. He had a be-all, end-all cure for getting rid of ants. If you've got ants in your grass, pour some gas down the little hill.
Mm-hmm.
Light it on fire. Boom. Ants. Dead.
Oh.
Also, grass. Dead. I was looking at my calendar this morning on the old phone here, and I've realized that Sean and I have like 4 weekends together as 2 people, and then all of a sudden we'll be 3.
What are you guys going to do with that time?
I have no idea. Install a car seat. That's
yes.
definitely on the list.
That should be pretty high up there on the old to-do list, yeah.
But, you know, try and squeeze in a couple of, you know, date nights maybe, go to a movie, that sort of thing.
I highly recommend, if you're looking for a unique date night idea, go see some stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah.
The stand-up comedy scene here in Saskatoon over the last, I want to say, 3-4 years has exploded. It used to just be Yuck Yucks at the Park Town, and now there are so many little comedy nights, like every single night of the week. There's one at the Crazy Cactus, there's some at Clark's Crossing. There are comedy nights everywhere, like just little random open mics, and those are usually the funniest comedy nights, those open mics with like the nervous comedians who have never done it before.
And when you don't know what to expect either, that makes it fun. It's the element of surprise, right? This could be really, really good or really, really, really bad.
But the really, really bad ones actually turn out to be really, really good because you talk about it afterwards and you're like, oh, that was so awkward. It was so funny. And the best part about going to a comedy night for a date, there's no pressure on the conversation because you don't have to talk to one another. Like, before the show, maybe a chit-chat, talk about each other's day, you know? But when the show starts, you be quiet.
Yes.
Unless you're a jerk face who talks during a comedy show, in which case, don't go. If you're going to sit there and talk during a comedy show, why waste your money, you know? It's super rude. I've been in that situation, telling some jokes on stage, some talking Teds just going off about something, and it's just, it's
talking
so frustrating.
Talking Teds.
I tried to do a negative Nancy thing there, and I blanked. I tried to think of names that start with T, and there are so many, and why did I say Ted? Thomas would have been good. Tyler would have been good. Trevor? I went with Ted. Ugh. We are pretty pumped for Game 3 between the Blades and the Raiders tonight, especially because this war of words between the two coaches has just amped up both fan bases. Before the series started, Raiders head coach Mark Habshad called out the Blades, saying they're known divers, they embellish all the time, yada, yada, yada. Mitch Love didn't say anything back, but after losing the first two games and seeing some of the things the Raiders did, he just had to respond yesterday.
There was a bit of a narrative written about this series, or myself, or our organization leading up to the series starting, about our embellishing penalties. Really chose not to say too much about it to this point, you know, but, you know, after watching two games in which I felt there was several incidents, especially in last night's hockey game and even in game one there, a lot of contact to players' heads. I know our league stresses player safety, and so I think the story is here is, people have turned a blind eye to that kind of thing based on comments that were made previous to the start of the series. And I've said this since day one, I'm going to protect my players, and that's what I'm doing here today. It's BS.
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 This is a family show, mister.
I know. PG-13, Mitch Love. here's the thing. He's not wrong. The Raiders were whining about the Blades diving and embellishing and whatever before the series. The Raiders have been doing the exact same thing this series. I've watched both games. I've seen a lot of plays where it's like, okay, bud, come on.
Isn't that, I think every athlete does that in sports in some way or another.
The Blades do the exact same thing. The Regina Pats do the exact same thing. The Swift Current Broncos do the exact same thing. Every hockey team dives and embellishes. It's just a part of the game.
Yeah.
Especially during playoff season. Because in the playoffs, scoring chances are limited. And power plays equals scoring chances. So if you can give your team a chance to get a power play, maybe you embellish something a little bit. Maybe you dive when maybe you shouldn't. It's for the team. Yes, it's greasy. Yes, it's not that great a sportsmanship. But it happens. It happens everywhere. In every single hockey league. NHL, WHL, Junior B, Beer Leagues, Division D. Diving's a part of the game, and yet both fan bases are just going back and forth at each other online. Your team dives. No, your team dives. Well, you do
and
this.
That's also what makes sports sports, of things, too. The armchair critics who are at home typing away, giving their 2 cents. That's what sports is all about.
Every team dives. Every team embellishes. Every team has that one dirty player. It's not just your team against everyone else. No, every team is greasy in one way or another. So get over it.
Everybody dives sometimes.
All the times. I love reading stories about other Saskatoon residents doing great things, just killing it. Whatever they want to do, whatever they're passionate about. I love reading about Saskatoon residents just following their dreams and doing good for the community. Case in point, there is this girl named Meg Dorwart. She made the news yesterday because of her waste reduction strategy slash lifestyle. Back in 2015, she started a month-long zero waste challenge. So for an entire month, she was like, I'm not going to throw anything out. So I'm going to reuse everything, you know? Recycling, Stacey.
One of my favorites.
Oh, boy. Now, this month-long challenge turned into a year-long challenge, and then it just turned into her life. Now she doesn't waste, like, anything. She uses glass jars for everything, composts everything, and she said it has completely changed her life for the good. And if you want to do the same thing, her advice is don't start with, like, 19, 20 things. Just start with one thing you can change.
Baby steps, always.
Baby steps. That's the key. Mm-hmm. I think so many people, when they start goals, they set the bar too high.
Absolutely.
And they can never accomplish it. Meg here is like, no, no, no. Start with one thing, and then once you master that, go on to the other thing. And sooner than later, you're going to realize that you're not using as much waste as you used to.
And I love, obviously, recycling very much. It's daunting knowing that you see the videos online of, you know, whales being found with plastic in their stomach, and that's like this global problem. And you're like, how can I help here in Saskatoon? Just recycle.
Yeah.
Buy less plastic. Use less sandwich bags. Mm-hmm. Try and do those littler things. And you know what? It does have an impact. You may not think you would, but every little bit helps.
And it's not easy. Like, with the lifestyles we live now, where everything needs to be convenience and everything needs to happen right now, this second, it's hard, you know? But again, baby steps. Start with one thing and then move on to the other.
This was also interesting. In addition to what she does, you know, by reusing containers and stuff like that, she washes her hair with raw eggs. That's her shampoo.
It's stories like that that make me happy I'm going bald. Like, I could never wash my hair with eggs. You know what I would do if I'm washing my hair with eggs? The only thought going through my head, there is a chicken embryo all over my scalp right now.
But look how shiny my hair is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.